Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
See the new emojis that got released yesterday? 157 of them, my friend. Brand new emojis. They were released by the emoji, what is it? The Emoji Consortium? Is that what they're called? There is actually a world agency. The Unicode, thank you. The Unicode Consortium. There's actually an agency that oversees emojis because it is such an important thing. After all, some of the emoji, excuse me, I'm saying it wrong. It's not emojis, plural. It feels better to say emojis, but it's not. The plural of emoji is emoji. It's like deer, same thing. So, but I still feel better saying emojis. But if I do, well, then just never mind what I'm saying, okay? But here you go. Some of the new emoji are lobsters, goggles, a raccoon. There's a roll of toilet paper on there, too. I like that. Although they did it wrong. I'm looking at it. They have it rolling. They have it in forward. It's supposed to be behind. So they put the picture of the toilet paper wrong. What, are we going to disagree on that now, too? Okay, well, there you go. Some of the other emoji. A hippopotamus. A brick. DNA. For what purpose would you have a DNA emoji? Why would you need that? I mean, maybe you did like the 23andMe and you want to tell somebody about it. I don't know. I do like flags. They've had flags for a while. My only problem, you know, is because I like using the U.S. flag a lot when I say something. But, you know, like, you have to go searching for it because a lot of times they don't have them in order alphabetically by the country. And they just have them mixed in sometimes. So I have to go to my recently used emojis to get it because, you know, you got to go through the flag of Burundi or something to find what you're looking for. They have a lot of body parts too, I noticed. Now, I don't know if these are new, but there looks like there is a, looks like a left leg, a left foot. I guess they have right foot too, and in different skin tones too. So just about every race is represented here as well. They have superheroes. They have a tooth, a bone. What was I looking for the other day? I was looking for hands clapping. And I couldn't find that. I don't know. That was one I couldn't find. There's a freezing face. There's a sweating face. And there's a freezing face, too. I guess that's good for all the ladies in the office to say, it's cold in here. Somebody turn down the air conditioner. You can use the freezing face for that one. But there you go. The new emojis are out. I wonder if you could carry on a whole conversation with emojis now. Are there enough of them to do that to reasonably be understood in a conversation using just emojis and not words? Can you see some future civilization uncovering the rubble of what was once 21st century America? And they're going to come across some of our writings and they're going to see emojis. They're going to say, wow, look at this. This civilization apparently toward the end lost the ability to use written communication and all they had were symbols. It could happen.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.